Valvoline Instant Oil Change presents Wisdom from the Road.
Summer means wide open spaces and a whole lot of extra miles. The last place you want your engine to give out is halfway to nowhere. Out here, low oil or a weak battery is just an ambush waiting to happen. That's why every oil change at Valvoline Instant Oil Change includes an 18-point maintenance check. These techs are trained to help spot issues early and keep you riding easy.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Change wisely.
Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on FinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The Burt Show.
As we are counting down the days to October 24th, we are taking a look at really memorable parts of the Burt Show over the last 25 years, and you better buckle up because you're about to go on an emotional roller coaster here in just a couple of seconds. Just to address this really quickly, those of you that have hit us up and said, well, how about doing a podcast where you're just posting all of the old shows from the last 25 years, and that'll give us something to listen to if you guys aren't going to be live. And we researched that and thought it would be a slam dunk, no problem. But you have to go through a lot of legal things, and now we have an answer for you.
It's happening. So starting October 27th, which is the first day the Burt Show is off the air, you'll get to listen to old school best of Burt Show from the past 25 years. And then we're also creating a community that we're going to be launching around then too, with even more content, places for you to chat with each other. I'm really excited about it. I'll have more details about that later. But the app, if you use the Burt Show app, it's going away. So you're going to have to subscribe on Apple or Spotify to the free public podcast feed to make sure you don't miss that content.
There are 25 years of shows. So if you are that hardcore about the Burt Show, you don't have to leave us.
Yeah, you can hear like the different life cycles of the Burt Show, which is pretty cool, honestly.
All right, buckle in on this one here, man. This is an emotional roller coaster here because I haven't heard this in a long time, but I know every time I hear it, listening to your cousin in that kind of pain, calling 911 after a chute didn't open when he was skydiving is one of the most painful things I've ever listened to in my life.
Yeah, the chute opened, but it got twisted and then it slammed him into the ground when he landed. So my family, my dad's side, owns a skydiving business in Ohio. And this is just one of those fluke accidents. This wasn't like his first jump. He's jumped numerous times before. And I remember my dad calling to tell me the news. And so obviously we talk about our lives. So I told you guys, did some digging, got their blessing to find the 911 audio, had my cousin and his dad on the air, and they listened to the 911 audio because my cousin hit the ground. He was the one that called 911. His dad was rushing to him because they, I believe, had both jumped. And then, like, that recovery. And of course, in true Burt Show fashion, got to make it bigger. Can't just talk about the story. And I don't even know how. I'm sure we'll hear in the clip, because it's going to be fascinating to listen back to how I ended up flying to Ohio in a perfectly good plane where I didn't jump out to get there to jump out of a plane with my cousin and the rest of my family, with my Aunt Marilyn, who was there at the time. May she rest in peace. My Uncle John, a.k.a. Uncle Thumper, because he loved to thump people on the head.
Uncle Thumper?
Uncle Thumper. My brother called him Uncle Thumper because he would like thump my brother on the head. And so God rest his soul. He's no longer with us. So it's so crazy that, you know, so much has transpired since then. But to go back and relive that. So, yeah, I went to Ohio and jumped out of a plane with my cousin for his first jump back in the sky.
Kristen made a commitment to her cousin that survived a skydiving accident, that the first time he gets back in a plane and he goes skydiving, Kristen said, I want to skydive with you.
Lost your damn mind.
And she did it.
I did it. I will start this off by saying I was terrified going into this. This was never on my bucket list. I've never wanted to go skydiving. Don't understand why people jump out of a perfectly good plane. I could have gone my entire life having never done this. But I made a promise I followed through on my commitment, and I can say I think everybody should do it once.
It's amazing.
It's insanely just euphoric, and it makes you conquer every fear you feel like you've ever had.
You feel like you can do anything after it.
I don't know about that.
I sure did.
I couldn't really walk. I needed to, like, process.
Like, your legs are, like, shaking?
It wasn't until that night I was sitting at this little podunk Mexican restaurant in Middletown, Ohio, and I was drinking a margarita, and I'm like, I did that. Like, I did that.
Awesome. I'll tell you just a real quick story, because this is all about you here, but when I did my jump, and it was in D.C. probably 15, 20 years ago, you obviously were, like, the instructor fanny pack, right? Because they attach themselves to you and they do all the work.
I was
like
uncomfortably close to my cousin.
Yes.
It felt very Kentucky.
Is that who you were? I thought he didn't do tandem.
He doesn't do tandem. It was an all family jump. I jumped with four of my cousins. We did it all family.
Wow.
When you see the video and all of us jumping together, it was really like, I teared up watching the video because it was very moving.
Is it the first time you've been that close to your cousin, not naked?
Second.
I remember taking one step out and you have your foot on that little platform and you're still holding on to the side of the plane. And I couldn't allow my hand to take it off of the plane. The instructor was slapping my hand.
You told that
because I couldn't let go.
They don't do it like that.
That's not how you did it?
No, I didn't get to hold on to anything. So for those of you that might have missed, it's a second cousin. My cousin was in a skydiving accident. He does this for a living and broke a pelvis, vertebrae. I mean, he should have died, but he survived. And this jump was literally a year to the day he had his accident.
I just wanted to play like a clip of the 911 audio.
Dispatch Pierce, what is your emergency?
Yes, I'm a skydiver. I've been to the airport. I just had a really hard landing, and I hurt my back. I can move my feet, but I can't sit up.
Okay, what did you do?
I was a skydiver at the Middletown Regional Airport.
Okay.
All right, so if that's me, I'm never getting in a plane. I'm never saying the word plane again. I'm not building a model plane. I'm not doing anything.
So I flew to Dayton, Ohio. I committed, and now we're getting all our gear on, and we're getting prepped. And all my cousins are there in the room, and I'm getting all my stuff together, and I'm getting reminders of what to do during the jump.
You all come out of the van now. Now you're in the room, and you're getting your jumpsuit on, literally?
Putting my jumpsuit on, putting all the harnesses on that's going to get attached to my cousin David. That's my dad's nephew, my dad's godson. I jump with my dad's godson.
Three main things remember are smile.
Smile.
Breathe.
Breathe.
Relax.
Relax.
And breathing is not fast breath, it's slow breath. So you're smiling, and you're breathing in and out slow, and what is that going to help you to do? Relax.
Not pass out.
And not pass out. That's also a bonus. So
if we really suck, if I did this and I didn't remember.
We'll have it all documented.
So that's us in a room together, just family, getting all our gear on, our jumpsuits, and I'm getting all harnessed up.
Now, how are you feeling at this point? Claustrophobic that you're getting harnessed up? Are you starting to breathe heavy? Are you sweating? Are you like, is there a way I can get out of here?
I still haven't comprehended I'm doing this.
You were oddly calm going into it. I
was in like another dimension. And it hadn't dawned on me that I was about to hurl my body out of a plane. Now, when it really starts to hit you is when we're all out there and we walk onto the plane and the plane takes up and you have 12 minutes to sit there and think about what the hell you're about to do.
I remember asking the guy over and over and over again, so is this where we're going to jump from? And he's like, oh no, we're only at 5,000 feet. We're going to 15. Then I'd ask him like a couple seconds later, is this where we're going to jump from? No, dude, we're at 8,000 feet. We're going to 15. It just seemed like it was getting higher.
That would be the worst.
So for 12 minutes as we make our ascent to 13,000 feet, we're jumping from 2.5 miles up. And then that's when everything starts to set in the nerves. And here they are, and we're talking.
You're in the plane now.
We're in the plane now, and we're talking, trying to have a conversation. I'm not really, a lot of this I don't remember. Like, I had to go back, and I'm like, I had that conversation.
Yeah, I've never done this.
So you hear my cousin in the back saying more nostalgia. That was the one who had the accident. Because his dad asked him, he goes, do you have butterflies? How are you feeling? And he goes, it's more nostalgia. Because we're literally going up, and at the time is when he was calling 911 after he had hit the ground.
Now, are you jumping at the same spot as well?
Yes.
That's crazy.
We're in the drop zone, same spot where he had his accident.
Oh, family of fools.
And then this dawns on me.
Oh, my God. This is the stupidest thing I've ever done in my entire life.
Without a doubt.
Where was Bart during all this?
He was back home.
Oh, he didn't go to Ohio with you?
No, it was just myself and then our videographer, Rhett, who got everything documented.
Hey, baby, I just want you to know that whenever you do anything really stressful, it gets hard, I'm going to be with you shoulder to shoulder, okay? That's what our relationship is all about, unless you're jumping out of a plane, and then you're on your own.
So we continue to climb, and then they open the door of the plane.
All right, so
I don't even remember saying that.
You're not attached to him yet. They just open up the door.
No, I'm attached now.
You are attached now, and the wind is starting now to come into the plane.
Mm-hmm.
And all you can do is utter those words. Okay.
Lord have mercy. That's the only thing. They're trying to have a conversation with me, and I'm like, I can't. So my cousin David has attached me to him. So I'm literally pressed up against him, and he's trying to remind me about smile and breathe. And
you're like, shut up!
And then my cousin who had the accident and his dad, and then also his little brother, his 19-year-old brother who's done like 3,000, 4,000 jumps, something crazy like that. We're all in the plane together. This is a family affair. We're all going to jump together. And then here comes the moment. This is the moment, if you can envision, this is going to sound really perverted, but whatever. So I got my cousin strapped to my back, and I'm on my knees, and I'm looking out the plane, okay? Like, I'm right there looking out at Earth.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm shaking just thinking about it. And my cousin asked me a question to make sure I had my wits about me, to make sure my adrenaline hadn't got the best of me.
Is it in yet?
You idiots. So this would have been the last thing something would have happened to me on the jump. This would have been my last words on this earth. Here's the jump.
So you're free falling there?
The longest 45 seconds of your life. Like,
so you're not yelling or anything during
you can't.
The...
You can't. It takes... You're going 120 miles an hour. Like, it's hard enough
I
to focus on breathing.
I remember screaming.
I couldn't scream.
Really?
I physically could not scream. And then all of a sudden, out of my, like, peripheral, there's a first cousin.
Mm-hmm.
And then over here to the left.
Still in a free fall.
Still in a free fall.
But they're one of those guys that they can, like, direct themselves and stuff like that.
There's my second cousin.
Whoa.
Like, and then... Right in front of me, there's the videographer, and they're all sitting there, and we're all floating down together in a circle.
No way!
And then my cousin reaches out to grab my hand, and he grabs my hand, and you can see in the video, I'm like, give me my damn hand back! I'm like, don't touch me!
Don't you touch me!
Oh, they got awesome video and pictures of all of us just, like, free-falling together. It was so, it's like, looking at, like, watching the video, it was so cool, but in the moment, I hated it.
So then the canopy comes out, right?
Yes, and this is David, who I am doing tandem with. He pulls the chute, and this is the moment when he pulls the chute.
You're still in the sky.
No, he had pulled the chute, it jerks you back, and now the canopy's open, and now you have about 4 minutes of where you glide back down to Earth.
That part, like being under canopy to me, was almost as scary as the free fall, because as you're coming down, when a wind gust comes...
You mean a bed sheet is elevating you thousands of feet? I can understand why that would have some fear associated with it.
It'll move you like 10 or 12 feet to the left or whatever, at least it feels that way, and it freaks you out badly as the actual free fall.
I can understand that.
Oh, my legs were shaking so bad. Like, I felt like a dog when he's asleep, and his like little legs are moving, but he doesn't know it. I physically cannot stop my legs from shaking. I was shaking so bad.
Did you make a tinkle?
Well, that came up when we were underneath the canopy.
Oh, jeez.
You're awesome, man.
Oh, this is terrifying. Okay.
Now look up at the top of the clouds. Watch this. Look up. Keep your head up. Keep looking up.
Look up.
Ah!
I can't believe I'm doing this.
So he grabs it, and he's like, look up, and he takes it, and he starts doing swirls. And I'm like, you SOB, I didn't sign up for this. I don't want to do that. And just so you know, Burt Show did get a shout-out as we were gliding down.
I think I forgot to put my arms out.
No, I didn't tell you to put them out because you were holding on to your microphone.
Oh, okay.
Your microphone came out of the thing.
I saw that. I grabbed it, though. I kept my wits about me.
Oh, you did great.
Are you still under canopy now?
Yeah, the reason why I did that is because I didn't want anybody on the Burt Show to yell at me that I didn't get any audio.
When I did the free fall, the microphone came out, and I had to grab it, and I had to hold it.
Like it was floating above your head?
Yes.
Was it taped to your face, or where was it?
It was taped around my neck, but it came out, so I literally had to grab it.
That's dedication, because I wouldn't have been able to do
She's
that.
She's heard the story too many times, the guy we had jump out of a plane during commercials.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
He lands, and he's like, it's done!
I'd be damned if I had to do this twice. I'm like, we're doing it once, and we're making sure we get good audio. And then, of course, aside from jumping out of the plane, the second most terrifying is the landing, because you don't want to break anything. Coming in.
Right, and that's where your cousin screwed up.
But yeah. I thank God I didn't think about that.
All right, go ahead and put your feet up.
So many jokes.
Oh, my God. All right, Kristen, what do you say about that? Man? Go ahead and take your goggles off, Kristen.
Oh, gosh. You people are friggin' idiots for doing that every day.
Yeah.
But in the best possible way, that was absolutely insane.
You know, though, you make a commitment and you follow through on it. You said you jump with God.
I only did that for you.
And at that moment, I'm hugging my cousin. I'm back on solid ground, and we're done.
Amazing. The video is up online right now. And Kristen comes from the kind of family you hate because everybody in the family is beautiful. Like the cousin that busted up his back, he's like one of the best-looking dudes you'll ever see on video.
Seriously?
And he's single. Funny.
He's like, he looks like he walked right out of Top Gun is what he looks like. The video is fantastic. Rhett did a great job, and whoever else put it together, it is really amazing.
I have to give a shout. Start skydiving. Start skydiving in Middletown, Ohio. It's one of the greatest drop zones in all of the country. I recommend doing it once.
It's fantastic. And the video is up online right now at theburtshow.com. Great job, Kristen.
Thank you.
All right, so we're back live now, and we are going to repost that video. Where are we going to put it, Kath?
Right now it's live at theburtshow.com. If you click Carrot on today's show, and I'll put it up on our Instagram, too.
So your thoughts on listening back after all those, and it's good to hear Jeff's voice.
Yeah.
Really, he's just so funny.
Very. And there were a lot of inappropriate cousin jokes that could have been made. I saw Abby's face as she was listening to the noises I was make as I was like hurling myself to the earth. Yeah.
You just make everything sexy.
I do.
Which I was like, ooh, I'm a little turned on.
It's funny you mention that because I used to write a post for every single segment we ever did on the show. And this was, 12 years ago? Uh-huh. And literally the one call I have is Kristen's noises.
Yes. A funny segment, if the show wasn't going off the air, is we should just take clips of us out of context, whether it's you doing, jumping out of an airplane and be like, what segment was this about? And it'd be like, I have no idea. It sounds like Kristen is having a moment.
Well, we used to do that.
Yeah, we used to.
We did Burt Show sex tapes where we took when we would make inappropriate comments or noises, and we have Burt Show sex tapes.
We can try to find it.
You want to hear?
All right. So again, just to remind you guys, listening back to all these clips, I didn't even think about this. I'm such an idiot of how we could have put all this stuff up from the last 25 years until you guys brought it up the last couple of weeks. And now Cassie and I are scrambling why didn't we think of this? And if you didn't hear in the beginning, we are going to do just that.
Yeah, so once the Burt Show ends on October 24th, that following Monday on the 27th, we're going to start releasing content from the vault from the past 25 years. And then we're also going to have a separate special community set up, more details coming later, where you can get even more content, chat with each other, get special badges, merch, all that good stuff.
The Burt Show.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love, with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.